when the legislature added the $60 million to the budget. And what the language requires is that the branch submit a report no later than September 1st regarding how the $60 million will be spent to further access to justice. And what it stipulates is that we are not allowed, the council can allocate, but the funds cannot be distributed to the trial courts until such time as that report is submitted. And so what I'm here to inform you is that we're working on a template to gather the information to generate the report. So you won't, in theory, see a distribution of this $60 million until the September distribution, because there's going to be this report that has to be developed and submitted to the legislature. So I didn't want to catch anybody off guard and also alert you to that fact that we'll be coming to you. And we're working with Judge Earl and David and our folks in the Office of Governmental Affairs to capture that in the best light for the branch. But we will be working to get that out shortly. But in part, you need to know how much you're getting of the 60 so that you can translate that into your action plan. And then I believe there's a follow-up report on what you actually did, what your plans are to do. And then in the spring, we have to submit a follow-up report on what actually happened. This is all part of the transparency that the Assembly was interested in seeing in terms of what does the state get for this reinvestment of the $60 million. So, again, we're working on this. Judge Good, you have a question?
Mrs. Lotko, I think of this not as getting $60 million, but as having $60 million less of a cut. Mm-hmm. And the legislature seems to think that I should be reporting what am I reopening, how many new people am I able to hire, how many more courthouses am I opening, when in fact the amount of a lesser cut for my right. county does not enable me to do any of those things, I don't believe. We're still working through it, but our preliminary analysis is that this is a very small amount of money compared to the hole in which we've been put. So I would urge that the template capture the notion that perhaps we've not had to cut something additional as opposed to what are we doing to restore services, because that, I believe, at least in my county, is the reality of the situation. And I think from what I've read and heard, it's not clear to me at all that legislators understand that this is not going to enable us to restore services on a massive basis. It may enable us to stave off further cuts.
And I think Judge Good is correct in that. So our approach from Santa Clara County is without $60 million in new money, we were looking at about $2 million in additional cuts beyond the structural deficit. So we have a list of bad things that were going to happen. So now we're basically back to even. We still have the structural deficit. So our plan is to put that list forward. Here's what didn't happen because of the $60 million. Not that we ended up with new money because of it. But I think you're right. We have to tell that story to drive home the fact that $60 million doesn't add a lot of access. It merely avoids more cuts.
And it may be there are some courts that can restore some services. I'm just urging that the template contemplate the fact that courts are in the situation of Santa Clara and Contra Costa, where we're not going to be able to reopen things.
Ms. Lau.
And with that uncertainty, if you can restore some services, it would clearly be on a very limited basis until you knew what's going to happen next year as well.
Mm-hmm. Judge DeSantos?
Yes, I concur with Judge Good, because in our courts, all that money is going to do is reduce us from possibly 28 days of furloughing our people down to 21 furlough days. As far as bringing back courthouses or the like, it's not going to help us.
I think it's important, though, when you report that information, that you report that you are increasing services because you're reducing the furlough days. So you are going to have your employees there for additional days. So I think it's important to report that in the positive, so that they see that we're able to restore or eliminate certain furloughs, which will allow us to get more work done. But again, it might be important to note that that might be on a limited basis. If we don't get additional funding next year, we might have to implement these cuts all over again.
We can board it both ways, but I mean, yeah, we're still furloughing 21 days.
We also talked about how do we capture possibly two-year data, because while there are fund balances this year, you know, assuming, and unfortunately, if the law does stay in place in terms of the 1%, where are you in 14-15? Because at least in this fiscal year, you'll be supplementing your operations with fund balances. And while that, so there's a certain masking of the of what really is going to be happening in the 13-14 fiscal year. So looking at the 14-15, when fund balances are reduced to 1%, you don't have the same ability to maintain the programs. 60 million adds, but it's still in the context of your overall budget, not much help.
I'm not even sure the 60 million adds. And so my question is, I looked at the template that you had. How do you pick up a structural deficit? I was talking to some of the other judges around here, and some of the money that they're getting out of this 60 million, in fact, for us in Los Angeles, a large portion is just going to solve our structural deficit.
You're not going to reopen Kenyon?
No. But thank you for bringing that up. But what I'm worried about is, I want to have a balanced budget. So if this is balancing my budget, you don't show that in here. And if that's where it's going, and I suspect a lot of courts, anybody that spent their reserve last year is now going to have a structural deficit they're going to have to solve. And so it has to show up someplace. And so somehow I think our structural deficit should show here. And for those courts that have a structural deficit, I don't know how you do that. I haven't looked at it that carefully, but that's what worries me, is because I know a large portion of what we got, our portion of the $60 million, will go to the structural deficit to try to balance our budget. And that way I don't have to lay off more people. I can say I won't have to do additional layoffs. I won't have to do a furlough because I'm trying to balance my budget. In effect, what you're doing is you're balancing your budget a little bit, so it allows you fewer furloughs. But we have to pick that up somehow.
And that's why we brought the issue to this group, so that we can get this kind of feedback to make sure that we represent the branch appropriately.
And there, if there are other suggestions of you that you might have on what should or should be included within the template, what you think would not be worth including, we want to hear that. We invite that discussion, so we want to give you the opportunity to weigh in on that as we talk about this now.
Judge Earl, yes, thank you. I agree with all the comments that have already been expressed. One thing to note, though, is in the discussions that we've had in Sacramento, the spirit in which we've insisted on getting more resources is try to improve access. And improving access to the public includes reducing backlogs that we have unfortunately been forced to increase. And by reducing that, turnaround times, scheduled court trials for traffic tickets, that's the sort of thing that I think speaks precisely to what the legislature has been insisting that we try to address.
And Judge Earl and Corey, if you were at the podium, would probably say this. We all know that the $60 million was just a drop in the bucket, but there's this fine political line about saying thank you in a very small tone, still recognizing that there needs to be more of a need, because what we, as Judge Earl indicated, you know, we want to try and paint a limited positive picture to the extent that that was a little bit of a help, yet still trying to push the issue that it doesn't come close to solving the court's problems.
And I really view this template as an opportunity, an advocacy opportunity, to be able to show how the $60 million will impact us, but how it's not quite enough, that we need more in order to fully be able to restore access to justice. Judge Johnson, did you have your hand up?
No, I was just sort of thinking a bad thought about balanced budgets, because, you know, what are you saying when you say you're balancing the budget if you don't even have a court, a functioning court, because of all of these cuts? It's just sort of annoying rhetoric. Sorry.
I didn't say we were functioning fully. Yeah. I just said we were balancing our budget.
I know.
But we don't have to do further layoffs. And that's really the issue for us.
Yeah.
Is we have reduced services every place in our county. And I think most people do. So if you have reduced services, the best you can do is not go further in reductions. I guess somehow you got to show that.
Yeah.
And we've had multiple conversations, David, along with Oga and Zlatko and myself, about how to paint that picture. The problem is that there's each of the courts are in a somewhat different point, and so it's hard to set right for 13, 14 to have a blanket, this is it for the entire branch, as opposed to trying to call out the individual stories that are impacting the courts. Isn't that right, David?
Yes.
Thank you, David.
Judge Mastinaga?
It may be. I know you're working on a template of some kind, but I know the AOC also developed those individual snapshots for the court, and that might be the best way to sort of say what the courts are able to do, even if it is just reducing the number of your furlough days to allow more access to the public. But try to put it in a more concise template might be a real challenge. So.
And that's what was envisioned. This is Kurt Soderlund working with Andy and Corey, that would be part of the template package going out.
Judge Clay?
Lori, will there be a category of restored operating hours as part of the template?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you have other suggestions on this after you leave the meeting, if thoughts hit you, please feel free to contact me, contact David Yamasaki, chair of the CEO Advisory Committee, contact Zlatko. Please don't hesitate to reach out to us if you have other suggestions. All righty.
And Mike?
Yes, Mike.
Just, the benefits and retirement issue it really offsets the $60 million, as was put in a chart that reinvesting in the courts chart earlier. So somewhere that we need to capture that if we had our benefits and retirement funded as every other part of state government is, that $60 million might be a little bit more real in terms of enhancing access than it is now.
It's important to note, too, that we are in developing the template. We're working closely with Corey Jasperson and Andy Liebenbaum from the Office of General Governmental Affairs, and they are here, and I don't know if everyone's met them. I'm going to put them on the spot and ask you guys to stand up and wave. Corey and Andy work for OGA, and we're working closely with them, so you can always reach out to them as well. Is there anything that the two of you wanted to add on this? You guys want to weigh in, Corey, Andy? Can you come up to the microphone for us? Thanks.
Andy Liebenbaum, Office of Governmental Affairs. I just want to point out that the timeline for this initial report is actually pretty slim. It's due to the legislature on or before the 1st of September, so we are going to be asking for your feedback sooner rather than later, probably within the first 2 weeks of August, so we can turn around that report. So this is just a reminder that while all of these points are very good, we don't have an endless amount of time to mull over these issues. And as Zlatko pointed out a few moments ago, this is an opportunity for us to anticipate what kinds of things we would like to do and that we think we can do with the funds. We actually will be submitting a follow-up report in mid-March, late March of 14, that captures what we have been or are doing. So we do have a follow-up opportunity.
It's actually April-May.
April-May.
Thank you, Andy.